Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1255, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Stated that I was being detained at headquarters. It would be best to let my uncle, who was ill, and who is an elderly man, being over 70 years of age, and who was on the point of taking a trip to Europe, and I didn't want him to be unnecessarily alarmed by seeing in the papers that I was detained, and I wrote a telegram to Mr. Adolph Montag, informing him that I was no longer in custody, that I was all right, and that he could communicate that to my uncle. That was so that my uncle should not get hold of an Atlanta paper and see that I was in custody and be unnecessarily alarmed. I returned from Montag Brothers to the pencil factory, being accompanied by one of the traveling men, Mr. Hine, Mr. Saul Hine, and on my arrival at the factory, I went up into the office and distributed the various PA purrs all over the factory to be acted on the next day. In a few minutes, Mr. Harry Scott of the Pinkerton Detectives came in, and I took him aside into my office, my private office, and spoke to him in the presence of Mr. N.V. Darley and Mr. Herbert Schiff. I told him that I expected that he had seen what had happened at the pencil factory by reading the newspapers and knew all the details. He said he didn't read the newspapers and didn't know the details, so I sat down and gave him all the details that I could. And in addition, I told him something which Mr. Darley had that afternoon communicated to me, viz., that Mrs. White had told him that on going into the factory at about 12 o'clock noon on Saturday, April 26th, she had seen some Negro down by the elevator shaft. Mr. Darley had told me this, and I just told this to Mr. Scott. After I told Mr. Scott all that I could, I took him around the building, took him first back to the metal room, and showed him the place where the hair had been found, looked at the machinery and at the lathe, looked at the table on which the lathe stands, and the lathe bed and the underside of the lathe, and there wasn't a spot, much less a blood spot upon it. I then showed him the other spot in front of the dressing room, and then took him to the fourth floor and showed him where I had seen White and Denham a little before one the first time, and about three the second time. Then I took him down into the basement and made a thorough search of the basement, and that included an examination of the elevator well which was at the bottom of the elevator shaft, and I noticed Mr. Scott was foraging around down there, and he picked up two or three or maybe four articles and put them in his pocket. And one of them I specially noticed was a piece of cord exactly like that which had been found around the little girl's neck. We then had been showed him where the officer said the slipper had been found, the hat that had been found, and where the little girl's body was located. I showed him, in fact, everything that the officers had showed us. Then I opened the back door, and we made a thorough search of the alleyway, and went up and down the alleyway, and then went down that alleyway to Hunter Street, and down Hunter to Forsyth, and up Forsyth in front of the pencil factory. In front of the pencil factory, I had quite a little talk with Mr. Scott as to the rate of the Pinkerton Detective Agency. He told me what they were, and I had Mr. Schiff to telephone to.